Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Myself, I'm taking it personal, honey. Blessed and highly favored because it's another day that God gave me a chance to get it right. You just tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network.
Yes,
this is the 1,318th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. God is awesome.
Yes, he is. This is the
turning point with Elder Charles Lee and Maureen Lee. I am so ecstatic this evening. It's like I told Charles, it's like I had a chance to take a big breath, a deep breath, and consider being blessed.
I'm just
feeling light this evening. I'm all in awe. Because when I tell y'all, when God does stuff, he do it in decency and in order, and sometimes we have to pray our way through some things in order to get on the other side and to go to the next level in your faith walk. Amen?
Amen.
So that's where me and Elder Lee is right now because, like yesterday, we just got our approval letter to go forth to Atlanta and purchase a home for retirement. December the 4th, Elder Lee will be retiring. Where our ministry and everything that God has for us will continue to grow and be blessed. Amen?
Amen, amen.
So today's topic is, it's just we're going to look back on some things and we're still in the pandemic and we still want to be a blessing to someone because just because you're going through something in this old body, in this old world, don't mean you push an escape goat, a button where you can walk out of your marriage, you can walk out on your loved ones, you just do what you feel as though is right without thinking about other people's emotional or how they're feeling. Everyone's stress level is a little bit high with the murder and the crime in Philadelphia and around the country, but sometimes God wants you to take a pause button and sit back and reflect on how good he's been. And we're going the opposite direction of where God wants us to go. So if we can, like, pull you back in just a little bit, just pull you in to where God had you, say 3 years from today, what made your life different? What changed with your relationship between your spouse or your God? What changed? Because I know a change had taken place in, I would say, 2019. The pandemic came. Everybody got sent home from work and been working from home ever since. And the cities are finally coming back together. And the pandemic is still here, but relationships are gone. Everything you put into this, now you letting the pandemic, I never seen him for what he is, but how about who you are?
The only thing about that, though, God, the pandemic changed our lives and the way that we look at things, but God's love for us hasn't changed.
Amen. But, yeah. but baby, that's the funny part. I was looking on the real and how cheating went up since the pandemic. Like on the Insta, on the messenger and the men and the women talking to other people, and they saying how they nitpick it to me. Oh, I didn't know how she was. I didn't know how he was. And it's just funny because Did you get to know each other before you came this far?
No.
What happened to you? I know everyone talks about it, but me and Charles, we're together all the time. So the pandemic didn't change anything. It grew everything.
Well, we had a show not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
The show was called Unconditional Love.
Amen. And that's what we have to have. Because I try to tell y'all, my life the last 2 years it's been a battle with me with suffering with severe migraines. And my husband, when I tell you, he didn't let me settle in my mess. He made me get up. He made me wash up. He took care of me. So he didn't get a chance to say, I'm done with this. Oh, this is just crazy. You always keep a headache. You always this and you always that. He prayed with me. He talked with me. He prayed me through some things. My daughters prayed with me and talked with me. And it's like our family got stronger in some areas and weak in others.
Yeah, that's why I brought up that old show, Unconditional Love, because we talked about the way love stays rock steady.
Mm-hmm. That was a song back then, babe, rock steady.
Yes, ma'am. And it says in John 1, 4, and 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfect in love. Amen. They letting you know, this thing right here, this pandemic, is showing who's been faking and who ain't.
I believe that. Because, like I said, I was looking at the real. And the women on there was, like, being honest. And I was like, I can't say it. To me, it was being honest to them. Because I feel as though when you've been in a marriage for 20-something years and above, you don't have time for petty stuff. You should have outgrew that. You should, right now, we're not back on the baby's milk. We're not on infant milk. We're not on regular milk. We're on our meat with our relationship. This is the time now we're going back to dating. This is the time now we just making googly eyes at each other, playing footsies under the table. We're enjoying life. And I don't understand but then again, where our marriage is right now, God is in the center of it. And that's the difference. God kept that wedding band intact.
That perfect circle.
And people don't realize, if you don't have God in this thing, it's not going to work. You have to put God in the center of your relationship, in the center of your finance, your children, the center of your life has to be God. If he's not the center, where do you think the glue is coming from?
Well, they call that God has to be the foundation, because you know the Bible says, "On this rock I build my church."
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you build it on sand, anything can come and wash it away.
Amen.
But if you build it on a rock, they're not saying, and you know how we always been transparent with our listeners, that we're not going to say that we haven't went through anything.
Come on.
But we have. Mm-hmm. But the thing, the difference between now and people that we know every day and see, they wonder why. Me and my wife, we've said things to each other. We've looked at situations. But see, the God and the God, what's the word I'm looking for, It's like a conscience that you have where you know when you've gone too far, or you know when you're in a wrong situation, it pulls you back.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you have to develop that in a relationship to where you reach that point to where you be like, you know, someone in this argument right here got to shut up, because two can argue. One can argue for about a minute or two by themselves, but you ever notice when you argue with somebody, or somebody argues with you, and you just keep quiet. You keep quiet to a point to where you just figure it takes two to argue. Amen. So if one just sits up and look and say, you know, this is not going anywhere. This is not headed anywhere. So you just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things aren't worth just arguing about. And the majority of the time, you know, in our relationship, we learn that, you know, our unconditional love brings us to a point to where we don't repeat things over and over and over again. If it's a certain argument that we or something we disagreed about, one of us will get to that point and we'll look at it and say, we've seen this before, devil.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come different. Okay, you can't come like you used to come because, you know, we above that, you know, or like my wife would say now, you know, we over you.
Mm-hmm.
So most people look at us and they say, you know, 26 years is a good time to be married, but, you know, you got people, we look out there and they're in their golden years and being married. They're 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
55 years, you know, and we pray that God can let us be here on this earth that long to say we've been married 50 years, because we know some people that's been married that long and still aren't friends. They haven't got to the point to where they realize, you know, you have to exhale sometimes, because sometimes the world can get us so bound down with bills, like my wife said, bills and situations with your family, with your kids, to where you lose sight of him. And when you lose sight of God and his grace and mercy that he allowed you for all these years, then you start getting angry. Because now, see, you can see through the world's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start seeing through the world's eyes, everything get cloudy. You know, and see, you're already mad because it's cloudy, because you can't see. You ever notice, you know, when it's a fog outside and you're trying to drive, it's the same when your relationships, when the fall come like that, you got to slow down. You know, ain't no speeding up, because, see, you can't see where you're going, so don't run into another car, a wall, a building, whatever. You have to slow down in your relationship and wait till that mist start clearing up. Once the sun come out, which is God's grace and mercy, and start drying that fog up,
mm-hmm.
now you can see better. So, see, if you're in that point in your relationship where it's foggy, you can't make anything out, that's God letting you know you're running too fast in the wrong direction. Slow down. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at this thing and see it for what it is. You know, because we get to some points to where our relationship are going through so many problems, we try to make it into something that it's not. That's why my wife would tell you years ago, when we started on Purpose Kingdom Radio, that we were friends. We learned about each other. That's why a lot of things that happened in our relationship, even though there were arguments, we weren't shocked.
Mm-mm.
Because we didn't come in this thing, you know, with blinders on.
And the one that, his godmom that married us, the counseling with her was real. She hit some points where we didn't think about it at the time. Now you're becoming one. So his problem is your problem. Your problem is his problem. Y'all sure y'all want to do this? And she put scenarios in the factor, and both our answers was basically the same. And we've been basically the same ever since. Yeah, we go through ass past the toy. She'll tell you.
Yeah, it's natural.
But when she say, "Who are you? Who are you, and to whom you belong?" And you have to think, like, you know what? She's right. God brought us too far to give up on us now. This is the beginning of the rest of our lives. It's getting even, I tell y'all, this pandemic made me have more respect for my husband than I ever did before. It's like I always have respect, but he was there from the dark periods of my menopause, of my migraines, of just a depression that fell on me that he wasn't going to allow to stay in this house.
Amen.
He wasn't going to allow that spirit to define the woman that I am and to whom I belong. He wasn't going to allow the enemy to take possession of this vessel.
Steal, kill, and destroy.
He wasn't going to allow. He went into combat mode. Babe, let's pray. Let's pray our way through this. You're better than this. You're more than this. And God called you to greater things, and we got to pull this together. And one time I wanted to look at him and say, just leave me alone. And I had to realize, I'm glad he didn't. I wouldn't be on the air today. But sometimes you got to listen to people. And just like I tell anybody, if God gave man knowledge of medicine, guess what? You do that medicine until your healing coming. Because your healing is coming. Yeah. Amen?
Just like you said, the medicine, what does your doctor usually do when he gives you a bottle of medicine? He said, take it till it's all gone.
Uh-huh.
Don't stop. They tell you, even if you feel better, keep on taking that medicine. And that medicine we're talking about now is the word.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't just dab into it and read a couple scriptures, and once you feel better, you don't want to get into it anymore. That's why I told my wife, we have to bear down a little bit harder, because God has taken us to a point in all our lives right now that's all we have to depend on. So, see, if you don't have that in your repertoire to depend on, where you can pull out your bag, who you going to? And, see, the devil loves that. He said, you know what, if I stay on them, if I give them so many problems and I give them bills, I give them this, give them that, you know, eventually they're going to see that he left them. They're going to figure that, you know, God, you know, why'd you bring me this far to leave me?
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we really have to look at our situations. And like we told you before, the last time we were talking on our shows, is that we go and get permission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't just sit up and just do things haphazardly. We go ahead and we take everything to the throne. And sometimes life is so fast. Things come at you so fast, you forget. But remember what I said about that fog.
Mm-hmm.
See, once you see that fog, you got to slow down, and you got to pray about things, because we've been so busy. Like my wife was telling you, we got acceptance letters and everything. You know, thanks to God, to do some house hunting. But do you know the devil was in it all through it, every step of the way?
Mm-hmm.
We've never seen so many roads and roadblocks and, you know, the things that most people we talked about, we went through, there's like, why are you having so many problems?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this don't, why are they taking you through so much to just buy a house? You know, but the thing is, we looked at it, see, we were bought with a price. And being that we were bought with a price, we know that, you know, things aren't going to be as easy for us as it is for everybody else, because, like we tell Pastor Toy all the time, and she'll tell you, God holds us to a higher standard. You know what I mean? We are held to a much higher standard, and you know, we got to look at everything through Christ's eyes. And, you know, God will say, love bears all things, believe all things, all things, endures all things. That's 1 Corinthians 13 and 7. It says bears all things. So this is one of the things that we had to bear as a couple. Amen? We bared it for year after year after year, because we know what's coming in the end. It's a prize coming in the end. And as we bared it with each other, you bear each other through all things. It didn't just say through, you know, the problems you had when you first got married, or the problems that you had when you first had your first child. And you know how that is. A lot of you mothers know, but when you had that first child, they don't want to go to sleep. They want to stay up. They want to cry. So you had to get to a point to where you trained them. Amen? You trained them to a point to where they went to sleep and when you went to sleep. So see, when it says love bears all things, I mean, you know, no matter what you go through as couples, and even as people that are engaged to be married, you have to be able to stand up and fight things that come into your relationship, because they're going to come. Amen. Ain't nobody out here with a perfect relationship. What you call? Anybody here with a perfect relationship? Because we sit up and realize that this is a proven ground. Amen? And this is a proven ground where Christ wants to know, did you really want this? You stood before me and you took your vows, but now we're going to put it to the test. Amen? And that's where a lot of people sit up, and you got to, you know, like my wife say, when you join hands and change rings in front of the, you know, whoever is the magistrate, the minister, or whoever is licensed by God, I ain't talking about man, whoever licensed by God to bring you together, God asks you those questions. Is this what you really want to do? Because this is a lifelong thing. See, people take this marriage thing too easy and too simple. They realize and they try to figure, oh, well, you know, when things go wrong, I'm going to just bow out. But like I said, 1 Corinthians says, bears all things and believes all things. So see, and God ain't talking about what somebody's telling you in the world. He's talking about believing his word. Because it said his word would never come back void. So it says, believe all things, and it hopes all things. So see, as you go along this relationship, you should have an expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
Expectancy of, you know what, I know we went through, but you know what, that was yesterday. Because joy comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, mm-hmm. I mean, stuff falls when it's dark, because that's the devil's best time. You
mm-hmm.
know, in the dark, because see, he figure you can't see
that's
him.
That's his playground.
And you can't see what he's doing. Yeah, so he's playing with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we say, keep your mind set on God. That's why even every day, if you can sit down with your spouse, and me and my wife got the point to where I said, we got to sit down and start reading the word to each other again. We got to start dissecting it. We got to start taking it in and eating it, because, see, our stomachs was getting empty.
Preach!
And that's the best time when the devil needs to come and he say, oh, yeah, they're hungry for the word, but, see, they're not getting the word. So, see, I'm going to come in the back door. See, I come in, and, see, the devil's good like that. You know, that's why I tell a lot of y'all, don't leave your back door open.
Amen.
Okay, keep your back door padlocked.
Come on.
All right, because, see, if I'm standing in the front door, and my wife is standing in the back door, we got everything covered. But
amen.
When we get into so many problems and so many situations in life, sometimes you sit down, and like my wife said, that depression comes on. When the depression comes on, you're not watching and you're not waiting and you're not seeing. So the devil will sneak in. And when he sneaks in, he comes in with all his snares.
Mm-hmm.
All his little, I told you it wasn't going to work.
I told you
that's
not
the one for you.
Uh-huh.
I told you
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you tried to get into this thing and you don't even know who that person is.
Mm-hmm.
Look how they treating you. See, remember how your girlfriend said, let's go out, or your boy said, let's go out and party and play, and, you know, they still party and playing.
I got somebody for you to meet, boo. Uh-huh, yeah. Been there, done that.
He works, he got a good job, this and that, but you know what? A lot of y'all are just going to be notches on somebody's cane.
Mm-mm.
Okay, see, my wife and me, we didn't know at the time we first got together, but we wanted somebody for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one thing. I'll share Christ with you, but I ain't share my wife with you.
Amen.
Okay, because, see, she's not everlasting, internal, and, you know, all-knowing, all-seeing, so we still working on this thing.
Amen.
And we don't need no distractions. You already had this pandemic coming. This pandemic came for a reason. Y'all don't really understand. It came for a reason. And like I was just saying, all the hopes all things and endure all things. You got to follow this to the end. Even in this pandemic thing, because it messed us up so bad to where people lost a lot of their lives. You know why? And me and my wife figured, and I told her one day, and I figured this. I said, you know what? The pandemic came for a reason to wake us up and bring us closer to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but let me tell you something. And if y'all know our story about the carbon monoxide, I sat up and figured, I said, if God can keep me 15 years breathing carbon monoxide, this pandemic ain't nothing.
Amen.
This pandemic is just a whistle in the wind, a blow
Amen.
In the wind. Because he kept us through 15 years of carbon monoxide. When it takes a couple minutes, a couple hours,
second.
For somebody to breathe carbon monoxide and go on and die.
So see, have mental illness.
Yes. So see, God, we stepped out on faith then, but we didn't even know it. Because
Amen.
Our faith sometimes would waver, because like my wife would tell you, sometimes she would always be talking about the headaches she has, and, you know, and I was like, we have headaches all the time. But when we had somebody come and check our chimney and found out that we didn't have cast iron, it was titanium. Titanium pipes.
That lining
that went down up in the chimney, and all we had was something that if you know about dryers, it had the dryer hose on it. It's like accordion. And they had a monkey wrench, and they tied a monkey wrench to it and threw it down the chimney so it can go down, but it never connected to our hot water tank, never connected to our heater. So all we had for years was carbon monoxide escaping into the house. And God kept every last one of us. And see, that's a tutorial to who we are, because God said, you're not going nowhere because I have a plan and a purpose for your life.
Amen.
We got in car accidents. You know, that's why I tell people, you know what? God has been so good to the Lees.
Amen.
That's why I know when people come up against us and they come up against us wrongly and accusing this and that.
I feel for them.
God is not going to sit here and watch you do something to his appointed and anointed children.
Just like recently we had a situation took place where I had problems with my bank account, and I thought when I put in a complaint that they will walk me through it and talk me through a lot of stuff, but it didn't happen like that. They had me on a line and took over. They was like, I need you to download AnyDesk. And I'm thinking, I'm doing what they tell me because they know what they're doing. They had my account number and everything. They knew what they were doing.
Yes, they did.
Robbed us blind. But we trust in God for all the money tenfold to be put back. You know, that was rent money, bill money, car insurance, food. That took care of that my household. But we trust in God. He didn't get mad at me. I got mad at me. I threw a chair, pushed chairs. I was pissed that let that happen. But the enemy is so swift nowadays. They reading your emails. These hackers are reading your emails, getting your information, and using it against you. So you got to be careful about that, not just to change the subject, but that's telling you how the enemy is swift. He's on his job. And as Christians, as faith believers, we need to be on ours. We need to have our doors and windows covered. My husband said, don't put a hedge of protection. I want a wall put up.
Amen.
Amen. And we have to put our walls up around our family. We have to pray some things through. We have to pray without ceasing, turning down some plates, and fast, because some things not going to just work on prayers and your faith. You got to turn down some plates, turn down some devices that are taking us from our God. Put the cell phones down, TVs off. We need to take it to the throne, the old-fashioned way. I'm going to tarry at my prayer site until you bless me. I'm going to do the prayer of Jabez on you. I'm not going to let go until you bless me. Enlarge my territory. I'm not letting go until you bless me.
Amen. And what my wife is saying, she know I did that a long time ago, so that's why I be careful with those words. Because I said, you know, give me Jabez, and I went through. See, when you got to watch what you ask God for, because sometimes he give it to you. I went through some things for years because God was teaching me and training me for a time such as this. Amen. He was teaching me for such a time as this because it's things that we go through now. Like my wife said, we went through all the things with the checking account and everything. And you can tell when God gets you to a certain point because it was funny to me. You know, it was really,
he was laughing, but I was pissed.
It was funny that how can somebody sit there and talk to you on the phone and like they shaking your hand and rubbing your head and robbing you at the same time. That was too much because they even had took over her phone. See, this is how the devil works. They took over her phone to where no calls went in and no calls went out. So, see, they made her think that everybody's line was busy. And while she was giving us information, they were constantly taking out thousands of dollars. But the funny thing is that I'm looking like, you know, this thing is getting serious, this pandemic. That's why I tell you, you have to stay prayed up. This pandemic is getting real serious because people are losing their jobs. People are losing their homes. Marriages are on the rocks. There's so many killings going on out here to get to a point to where people are scared to come outside. And that's what a pandemic is. A pandemic, even however it comes, is supposed to create fear. You know, and see, our God didn't give us the spirit of fear. So see, we really need to know exactly where we stand in that, because this may not be the only pandemic that you're going through. We went through a lot of pandemics, but it didn't really touch a whole lot of people like it's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got people out there now looking at this presidency that's coming up.
That's important, you guys.
And yeah, we just want to remind you again that you're listening to the Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the Turning Point, the 1,318th episode, and me and my wife can still remember when we was in double digits, you know. And if you have a question or if you want to make a comment, anything like that, you can call in. So our phone number is 319-527-6091. And, I mean, you know, everybody right now is going through, so, you know, Purpose Kingdom and Turning Point is a place where you can exhale.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times you go through so much that you have nobody to turn to, but, you know, we're on 7 days a week. So sometimes you can just come in and air out. You know, you can listen to the theme or the subject of that show that night, but if you want to ask a question, any of the hosts will be glad to answer. You
Amen.
Know, because we're not, you know, people that don't go through anything. We go through stuff, too.
Amen.
And see, that's what makes us touchable.
Reachable,
okay?
Relatable.
And the crazy thing is now, remember years ago when we used to tell you that we're a church with no walls?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the world needs right now, because we can't go in there around each other without being masked up, separated 6 feet.
6 feet.
And,
but
you
now
know,
you got ministry on Zoom.
Yeah. That's the good part of technology, you know. But you know, we've been on the air for a long time with a church without walls. So
Amen.
We just continue what we're doing now. See, God had a plan and a purpose for Purpose Kingdom a long time ago.
Amen.
And see,
thank
now,
God.
Now we're coming into ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, believe me, you tuning in and asking questions and doing this and doing that, there's no risk of you catching COVID-19. Amen.
Amen. But we want to put a shout-out in your ear that November the 3rd is coming, and it's very important that
important
you
day.
Cast your vote.
Yes.
Because your vote matters.
Your
vote
speaks for you.
And if you want to keep complaining about how this world is going and without
vote,
I don't want to hear you.
You don't have a voice.
You don't have a voice, and I don't want to hear all the negativity if you're not going to go out there and cast your vote.
Yeah, it's so easy. They got it now where you can do it by ballot. You can do it early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean,
I'm getting ready to do mine in a few minutes because I got the mail in because I won't be here for the election.
Amen. Amen. And
I'll be visiting a friend.
And you have to really look at this thing, because this is a turning point in our lives right here.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're tired the way the administration has been going for a while, the only way you can show that you're tired of it something is by going vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, we're not going to get into all this, you know, this who
politics,
to vote for and politicking, because I'm not a politician.
But yeah. I am going to say this. All Christian families, I want you to stand up and be ready to pray.
Well, the good thing about that is if you've been praying, because, you know, it says in the word that we're supposed to pray for our authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And this last 4 years, if they hadn't taught you how to pray, it ain't teach you nothing.
Amen.
So, see, we have to really get down to bare tacks to where God is going to have his will be done regardless.
Yeah.
So you know, whatever God says, that's how it's going to work. But you know what? God knows how this thing is going to turn out. But, see, we have to follow it through because we don't know.
Amen. But you know what? I am going to say something on the lines of the politics that about the Obamacare. I thank God for the Obamacare because as both my daughters, Charlene and Laura, was going through college and school, Shar continues to be on my health insurance because of that. So I thank God and Laura, I hope they push this thing and do what y'all need to do because Laura got, she didn't find the job in her field yet because right now she can't. Right now she's supposed to be doing her internship on Fox 29. But right now she can't because they're not hiring. So she needs to be on my health insurance until she can get until this COVID 19 is done. She needs to be on my health, well, my husband's health insurance until the age of 26. So I thank God for that because some of these kids that's getting out of college, if you take it away, they're not going to have medical coverage. So people think, oh, it's affecting this and affecting that. That's what that helped me with. It kept my daughters, all of them basically, because Chrissy just got off of it, what, 4 years ago?
Because no,
she's
2 years ago.
She's 28. Yeah, so I thank God for it. You know what I'm saying? So thank God for Obamacare, because by me being a hospice nurse, a lot of my clients had ongoing problems that the insurance just let them, you know, gave them insurance. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't be here. They were here a little bit longer than expected because the Obamacare picked up their insurance. So I thank God for Obamacare and my clients that I had taken care of. Amen.
Amen. And that really helped a lot of people, not just the young people and the people that my wife was looking at. It helped people with underlying conditions.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're trying to take away the underlying condition by diminishing Obamacare. So, see, if you come in, because I know you read a lot of insurances now, and it says, you know, no blood. Because people used to, they used to come to your house and take blood and, you know,
and that was
you,
just for life insurance.
Yeah, life insurance. And they ask you a bunch of questions. But see, Obamacare, it lets you know that, you know, even though you came in with an underlying condition, we're still going to take care of you. So if they take that away and say
but
your
they
child,
can take it away, but they don't have nothing to replace it with.
Well,
so
that's
you know,
the bad thing about
come
it.
On, so get out there and cast your vote.
That's
amen.
Why, that's why I believe in the word. And see, even in the word, it tells you about what to eat, what to drink, how to sleep, you know, and it always tells you, too, you know, be wise.
Because
it says, you know, we have not because we want not. And Revelation knowledge is something that you have to ask for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in these time and days now, the word still stands and the word will still keep you. A lot of people think, you know, oh, that's old-fashioned. We're not talking about God. And, you know, even in the day now, God is not cool to talk about. Okay, not until you get on your dying bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you want to bring his word up. You want to bring his name up. But the
and
thing
when
is,
when you're going through a situation,
oh, yeah.
I have people call me that's, you know, their religion is different. But I'll still pray with them because I know my God is a God of second chances. I know my God's going to hear a prayer of a righteous. So, and he availeth much, so I'm going to pray.
Yeah, well, you know, God does not respect the person. When
mm-hmm.
he say that, it's not just the situation you're in. It's what you believe in, too. Because God will meet you right where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to reach up because God will reach down.
Amen.
Amen. And that's a good thing that I love about, you know,
he
the way God. He
sits high and look low. Amen.
You know, the way he treats you and the way he approaches you. You know, and that's the same way, that's the same love we supposed to have when we get out here and we talk to people because a lot of the people you meet on the street, you don't know what they went through. You don't know what they've been going through or what they're going through right now. So, see, you got to come with the expectancy that God is going to open them up and he's going to reveal
mm-hmm.
to you what's going on in their lives. And, see, Christians, saints, that's what we have to do. we got to pray for people more now. And I, you know, me and my wife, we always told you, when we say stuff, it goes for us too.
Amen.
Okay, we're not just sitting here saying something to sound good, okay, because we're not our own. We don't belong to ourselves. But the thing is I remember, and my wife would tell you, for years I had to get out of that, because you know how some people run up on you and they're going through so much, they say, could you pray for me right now? My wife used to push me and shove me, you know, to get me started. Because I'd be looking at her like, who are these people coming and tell me, can you pray? I don't know this person. God said, don't do that, because, see, I'll not know you. Okay?
Nah.
Don't turn my people away, especially when they come for prayer. You know, and now I learned to be a little more at ease with it. And I'm going to tell you this, like I said, I'm going to be honest with you. I got people I know that are so set on, and I'm be looking at them like, what are they doing? You know, they'll see you and shake your hand and say, can I pray with you? I used to walk away from them people before I got to a point where I'm at right now. I'd be like, could you pray? Let my hand go. Could you pray? And you know, they always say, be slow to let people lay hands on you. So I learned that from a young minister. So
yeah.
When people want to grab you and start shaking hands, I look at them and say, oh, God, let me know who this person is.
Yeah, because I don't let everybody pray for me.
No. But I just love the resilience that some people have, that when they come up, they want to pray for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just come on, I want to pray for everybody. Come
but
in.
You know what? That's how our granddaughter is that way. Erin, she's a prayer. She'd be like, she's a little powerhouse.
Yes, ma'am.
She's a little powerhouse. We're going to get ready to have the Call of Salvation by Elder Lee. And after the Call of Salvation, we will have our announcements.
Amen. And you know, we're hoping tonight that, you know, something that was said touches you in a certain way, because the things that we're going through right now, we all need prayer, we need grace, we need mercy,
mm-hmm.
and we need it now. We need it to where those who know the word of prayer, pray for the people out there that are lost. Pray for the ones that are coming to you, and you don't have to know their names. But see, we know that God sent his son, his only begotten son, to go to the cross and die for our sins. And that's everybody. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what state of mind you're in right now.
Come on.
I don't care what country you live in. I don't care what language you speak. God sent his son to die for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Past sins, future sins, present sins.
Yes,
you know.
God.
So the thing is that we have to love on our people now, because you know, one thing we find out, that it's easier to love than to hate. Just like when I was growing up, they used to tell me, you know, it takes more muscles to frown than to smile. So, you know, we have to learn to love our people that God made down here. I don't care what color you are. It doesn't make a difference. See, when we took God out of the schools and out of work, that's when the devil was able to creep in. So we're praying tonight that somebody is listening to this and just pick up something from it. It gets into their spirit to where, you know, they want to do better. They want to be better. They want to treat people better. And then, you know, we want you to go and accept Christ as your personal Savior, because once you do that, now you're starting to clean your house out.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice you look on TV and they have the thing called the hoarders?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
Amen.
Once they start cleaning them people houses out, they get to a point to where, you know, you can see the floor now. You know you can see the windows. You can see better.
Yeah.
Amen. So it gets to a point to where you have to learn to know exactly when you're getting cluttered and bound down with the stuff of the world and a bunch of junk in your life,
mm-hmm.
to where it's time to clean house now.
It's time
to open up and throw some old things out, because God say, if a closed fist, I can't give you anything. Nothing goes out, nothing comes in. So he's saying right now, just open your heart up to me so I can go in and clean it out, give you a new mind. You know, the people out here that have went so long and they turn into a reprobated mind, God said, I just want to clean you out today. Amen. I just want to give you the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And once you do that and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you go tell somebody, oh, I just renewed my life, just renewed my membership with Christ. And I want to let everybody know that I got a credit card. I got a credit card, you know, and I can charge it on his grace and mercy, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time, you ever notice when you go to the store and you swipe that card and it goes ching, ching, you know, you want that word to come out and go ching, ching, to renew your life, to make your life over, make it brand new. You want people to look at you and say, it's a difference in you.
Amen.
You're changing.
Yes, yes.
So we're just saying today, just love on Christ because he loved you first.
Mm.
Amen. And see, that's a hard thing to look at and understand because even in our relationships now, we wonder, why do you like me? Because I love you first. And that's a little joke for me and my wife. We're thinking about it later on about you're going to love me regardless because I'm going to get you to a point to where you're going to go through situations. And see, the crazy thing is, aren't you tired of going through the situations over and over and over again? Let's learn something from it.
Amen.
Because I get tired. Well, I used to. I get tired of hitting my head against the wall. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But we want you to really listen and take time out for God because he took time out for you. Amen. And just learn to love on him. Like I say, just take him in as your personal, you know, Lord and Savior, and he will move mountains for you.
Amen.
Amen. And at this time, we want to see if there's any announcements for the day. Amen.
Amen, amen. Real quickly, I will do the announcements, and I am just grateful and happy to hear, you know, from the Turning Point, and it is just a truly amazing episode. And real quickly, just to get into, you know, just get back into, you know, our protocol, which is this is Product Purpose. Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. And if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can see we say hello. Tell us that you turn your life over to Christ. We gladly celebrate that with you. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We can do likewise. And, you know, we are greatly, greatly appreciative of your support here with us at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we hope you join us tomorrow evening with God's will, God's blessing at the 9 p.m. hour for Peripheral Visions. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Peripheral Visions, hosted by Antonia Beck.
Amen.
And we thank you and we appreciate. Yes, right. That's right. We got an episode of Peripheral Visions. And anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. We greatly appreciate those that share with your friends and family members. And with that being said, you know, that is going to be the end of our announcements. And we're going to turn the shows back over to the leads.
Thank God. We're just so happy again and excited about being back on the air.
Yeah.
Because God, like we say, God take you through things for a reason. And, you know, trials turning, you know, the testimonies. So, you know, we love to share with the things that we go through, share with you guys the things that we go through because that makes you more and more transparent. That's why, you know, we love to read the word because it lets you know that how, you know, Jesus came down here on earth and the things that he went through. You know, so that just makes you love on him even more because, you know, he didn't have it easy.
Mm-mm.
You know, so we know that what you expect our life to be. You know, we're a child of God, but he was the child of God.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so we got to look at things through different eyes and know that, you know, we are not privileged in certain points in certain areas because God is always training us. He is always getting us ready for something else, you know. And I used to tell people, even the way I try to explain to people as a minister, I would always explain to them like a pool game, you know. When last time you guys, and even if you ever have shot pool, one thing about shooting pool is I may have a ball lined up in a hole, but the main thing I'm looking at is my next shot. Amen. So see, God has always got a ram in the bush, so you got to always look past the easy ones and set up for the next one, because God is always working in on your behalf, but you have to learn that. So, you know, like the word say, don't worry for what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or where you're going to sleep, because God has all that covered. And the reason he has that covered is because he wants you to go and work on his behalf. You know, so if you don't have those little worries to worry about, God will take care of your every need.
Yes, he will.
But I need you to get out. And these are going to be the last days, because you see everything that's going on. They got killings out here like we over in war. People are dying every day, getting shot for no reasons. We talking innocent people. So we have to stay prayed up, and we have to pray on our families. We have to put that anointing out on them, so no matter where they go, they're covered. Amen. And like my wife said, we used to hear about a hedge of protection, but I told God, I said, God, we want a wall. We want a wall around our grandchildren. We want a wall around our children, around our siblings, around our friends, you know, around our spiritual sisters and brothers, and around the ministers and the bishops and the, you know, whatever titles that you have. We want a wall of protection around you, because I noticed a long time ago, me and my wife, I was showing her something, and I don't know what house was it at. We were at somewhere, and I showed her how I could stick my hand through a hedge. I said, see, when you least suspect it, you think you got everything going good, and you say put a hedge of protection around somebody, and the devil stick his hand through and smack you in the back of the head. I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going nowhere. Okay? So now we put that wall there, and he'd be like, oh, my. And he even says it, oh, my God. He can't put his hand through that wall. So,
no.
See, pray a wall of protection around your family, your friends.
He can't even jump, but he got to walk.
Oh, no. Yeah, see, and see, he doesn't have that power to knock that wall down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Jericho. He ain't got the power to knock that down, because
mm-hmm.
that is built on grace and mercy and God's love.
Amen.
Okay, so it's going to protect your family members. But let's, you know, as we go and leave out of 2020, let's start praying more for our kids and family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's come together as a family to start praying together. Because you know, our kids are so many various different ages.
Mm-hmm.
They all are into their own lives. They get to a point to where, you know, mom and dad are obsolete.
Amen.
You know, they don't want to call us and say, you know, so, you know what? Let's do like the old-fashioned. Everybody love to eat. Amen. So let's invite our kids over to dinner. We can get into conversations. Then the head of the household can say a prayer over the food.
Mm-hmm.
And that prayer can be dynamic. You don't know how that prayer can touch everybody in that room. You hear what I'm saying? That's why you need to get your kids close by. I mean, we can pray on the phones. That's good. But you need to see them. You need to have that personal anointing with them, you know, and that relationship where they can come over. Because you know what? The way we raise our kids is the way they're raising their families. Amen? So you have to really set an example of, let's pray before things even get bad. Because, see, if we pray when things aren't bad and get good and used with that, we can pray when things are bad. And it's just a continuous thing.
And that's why you the prayers are being stored up. And it's very important that you pray without ceasing. It's very important that you stay in his will and his grace. It's like I can't explain to you any clearer than this. If God don't give you the oxygen to breathe, will you make it? No, you won't. So you need him to survive. We
Amen.
Need each other. Amen.
And we, remember we used to talk about everybody wants to take a sick day. Some people want to take a vacation day. You know, and we're starting to take them a little too often. So we sit up and we told you years ago, and we're still telling you today, what if God took a day off? How many disasters would have happened? How many people would have died? How many things would have went wrong in your life because he wasn't there 24/7 to look over you?
Mm-hmm.
So, see, I'm not saying that you get tired. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, you're not going to get weary as it go along, but you know that song? What's that song that Pound of Man sang? Take Me to the King?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm all churched out, hurt and confused. So I know we get to that point, like Pamela Mann said, but, you know, she's still asking, take me to the King. Because she knows that's the only person that can help her. She ain't say, take me to the welfare office. Or take me to that psychiatrist.
Take me to see my man.
That's $50 a month. $50 an hour. She said, take me to the King. So, see, that's what I want you to have, that mindset as we go through this pandemic. Don't say I'm going on my girlfriend's house. I'm going over my man's house, like my wife say. I'm going on my girl's house or my boy's house. Take me to the King, because that's the only person I know that knows how this thing gonna turn out.
Mm-hmm.
So see, I need to go to the source. The person I know can help me, and that can give me wisdom and can say a word to me that's gonna make me stand up on my feet and just be like a palm tree. That's grounded and rooted by the edge of the water. You know,
I
wave and I bend, but I won't break.
Because
in God, you know, I have all my being. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So see,
take me to the source.
We need to know that, you know, where to go to, and see, that's what we got to start telling people. I want y'all to start crying out, God, for God I live and
for
God
I
die. You know, so see, if you have that mindset, God's going to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And even as young ministers, we used to always say, you have to pray. Like my wife said all the time, pray without ceasing so he can know your voice.
Mm-hmm.
He know when you call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he'll say, oh, that's my child. You know, what kind of distress they in? He already know, but see, God like to hear his word come back to him. Amen. He likes to hear you say, God, you say it. God, you promised me.
Mm-hmm.
God, you said if I do this, you'll do that. You said that if I put one foot forward, that you'll pull me on through that door. We have to start believing that, because that's all we have right now. Amen?
Amen.
That's all we have. So we just saying, you know, instead of bowing your head a lot to eat, bow your head to eat the word and to sit up there and talk to your Father about what's going on in your life, because things look like they're going to get worse before they get better.
Amen. And I just want y'all to remember, get out the invoke, sanitize your hands, and wear your mask. That's me. Sanitize your hands, that's me.
Yeah.
We just wear your mask. Rose.
Well, I'm looking at your time.
Okay. Yeah, so just keep being faithful to God, because he's faithful to you. Amen. And if you don't feel as though he's faithful to you, he woke you up. He started you on your way. He gave you grace and mercy to see another day. So just be honest with him, because there's no other way. There's no other way. And November 3rd, please, you guys, voice your opinion by voting. Get out and vote.
Amen. If you don't do nothing on November 3rd but vote, that's going to be a lot.
And people that have cars that can help the elderly get out there, that can help people that don't have transportation to get out there and vote, please get them out there. Get them to vote. And people that have people 18 years old or older,
make sure they
register. They're not registered. They have until Monday. Monday midnight is the deadline to register to vote.
So it should be a lot of movement on Monday.
Let your voices be heard. Let the bells ring. Stand up, rise up for Christ. Amen?
Amen. And let them know that, you know, one soul at a time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can do. But, you know, let's go on and like my wife said, and make this thing count on November the 3rd, because you do not know. You couldn't even fathom how important this is.
Because we're not going to tell you stand back and stand by. We want you to stand up
and be counted.
And be counted. Rise up. Be counted.
Amen.
All eyes on you. Amen. 18 years old are eligible to vote.
And if you haven't voted, make this the first time. Amen.
Be Shaq. He voted for the first time. So come on, guys. 18 and older, you have until midnight Monday to make sure your registrations are in. You can go to the post office. You can go to the libraries. You can go to your online. You can go to your state representatives in the area and register to vote. The Lear Court Center has a thing out there where they're taking in your applications right there to vote. So if you put your zip code in and where can you go to vote and where can you find for your registration to vote, it's all online. Amen.
Amen. And if you have the mail-in ballots, they'll tell you where you can drop them off at. You look it up, because a lot of people are so leery about mailing. So it'll tell you your offices and the buildings that you can take it to drop it off. But this is Purpose Kingdom Network. You are listening to The Turning Point.
And it's the 1,318th episode, you guys. So God is doing what he promised Pastor Toy. And I thank God for Pastor Toy. You know I love you with all my heart. And just keep my family in your prayers, because my daughters are, like most daughters, they all go through something. So, you know, continue to pray for the Lees, and we'll continue to pray for you.
Amen.
And we love you like with the heart of Christ.
And like we always say, go out and hug somebody, because that might be the only hug they get today.
Amen.
And remember, your vote counts.
Stand up, rise up for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Step one to see me down, I will not lose. He saved me.